Hello, everyone. This is Rabbi Eliezer Hirsch. We're up to Siman Tov Chaf Aleph. Zman Medikas Chametz, the time of Medikas Chametz. B'tchilas Yol Yedal B'nisan Bot Kines Chametz L'Or Haner B'Choron B'Sadokim B'Chom HaKom HaShederach L'Achnis Sham Chametz. So there's a few things over here. B'tchilas Yol Yedal B'nisan. It means at the beginning of the night of the 14th. Beginning of the night of the 14th means at Tzitzu Kochavim, which is about 42 minutes after sunset, one must start Medikas Chametz. Now, a lot of people ask me, well, in the middle of cleaning, so how can they stop cleaning to check for chametz? So the answer is that cleaning for chametz is really part of checking for chametz. And therefore, one may clean after one says the bracha. But the best thing to do is to start B'dikas chametz officially, which is to say a bracha as soon as 42 minutes after Shkia comes, after sunset. Take a candle, start checking. Check in a place that is not a closed closet or somewhere that's flammable stuff is next to you. Look in that place that normally you would bring chametz into that place, and then blow out the candle or put out the candle. You shouldn't blow it out. You should put it out, and then continue your cleaning, because that way the bedika officially started, and then you're continuing the bedika by cleaning your house. I'll explain. There's a lot of places in the house that one does not have to check, but you should start the bedika's chametz as soon as possible after nightfall, and preferably at nightfall, because the Bach and others hold that this is called a mitzvah overus. It's a mitzvah like bris milah, which as soon as the time comes, if you don't do it, it's violating a mitzvah. In this case, it would be mitzvah derabbanon, the very important rabbinical commandment to check for chametz the day before, the 24 hours before Pesach starts. The other thing I'll say is that in terms of using a candle, one should not use a candle for most of the bedika because of the fact that it's dangerous. And the truth is that nowadays, candles in those days are the equivalent of lights in our house today's day and age, because a candle was the best thing they had to check for things. But today, our lights are so much better. That's what should be used. And that's why I say on Shabbos that one can use the lights in their home to be bedikas chametz. Near Shabbos if necessary. And if you're in a hotel, you certainly should use, instead of lighting candles in your room, which is illegal, certainly should use the lamp in your house, lamp in your room, to be able to see. Because one of the mitzvahs of lighting candles on Shabbos is to be able to see, which is not fulfilled by our candles. It is fulfilled by the lights in the house. And therefore, half of the commandment to the rabbinical commandment to light Shabbos candles comes from the lights in your home. And therefore, most items that where candles are meant to help you see can be replaced by the lights in your home. And that's what really we should do nowadays, is use the lights at home. A lot of people turn off the lights, use the candle because it lights better. It's not true. It doesn't light better. The Yerushalmi seems to say that candles light better at night, which is fine. But nowadays, the lights in our home provide much better light than the candle. So that's what one should do, besides the fact it's a fire hazard. Additionally, there's a minhag that the Ramah brings to put out 10 pieces of bread. I did strongly recommend not doing this minhag, because a lot of people I've spoken to in the past have lost their pieces of bread, and they put it in places that don't have to be checked anyway, like the bathroom or, you know, places in the bedroom, sock drawer, things like that, where it's not necessary to check for chametz at all. And one is creating a problem in terms of losing the chametz that they put out. So one should not do that, put out the 10 pieces. And we'll continue with the halachas of B'dikas Chametz in the next class. Have a wonderful day, everyone.